customers, and you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, we'll be joined by Lenny Davis, Chief Operating Officer for SRT Special Services. We'll talk about the Texas synagogue hostage taking and how that happens in our society. We got new polling numbers in. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas has been tracking it. This is just unbelievable stuff that you got now.
Yeah, it's really a shame that the Democrat Party, the people, I'm not talking about only the politicians, but the people of the Democrat Party, have gone all communist on us, because 61% overall in a survey found, 59% of Democrats favor the government requiring unvaccinated individuals like yours truly here to stay at home at all times with only exceptions for emergency.
Wow.
I mean, they're just going full bore fascist and communist to try to put, you know, people, and I blame the president for this. The president has been saying things that have been untrue for 50 years. We know that, but especially during this this latest Omicron variant being spread around, he's saying this is the unvaccinated, it's their fault.
Yeah.
He's going around the country in every speech saying that this is the unvaccinated's fault for not getting vaccinated, when people who have the vaccine are getting it.
Everybody's getting it.
Everybody.
I got it.
And you're vaccinated.
And I'm fully vaccinated. We'll talk more about this, because this is something that's it's not going away anytime soon. They say that in 2 weeks it should level off, and which should start declining, which will be just in time to get the 500,000 test kits into the state of Nevada from the governor. Just doesn't make any sense. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Huge matchup tonight. The Rams square off with the Cardinals in the NFL wild card. The winner moves on to face Tampa Bay next Sunday. Cards quarterback Kyler Murray.
I think this is, as a competitor, this is as big as it gets. I mean, it's the playoffs. You know, this is what you dream of. This is what you live for. It's what you play for. The opportunity to go win a Super Bowl. So I mean, there's no shying away from it.
Huge win for the Suns Sunday. They hammered Detroit 135-108. Devin Booker with 30 points. Cameron Payne and JaVale McGee with 20 apiece. The Suns improved to 33-9. They lead the Western Conference by 2.5 games over Golden State. They'll put a 3-game winning streak on the line tonight at San Antonio. NHL this afternoon. The Coyotes square off with the Canadiens. It'll be a 2:00 Mountain puck drop tonight. The Vegas Golden Knights host Pittsburgh. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. It's not nice, but I told you so. In February, I was saying that abundant, reliable, inexpensive energy was a cornerstone of the booming pre-COVID Trump economy, and that the Biden administration attack on the oil and gas industry would inevitably result in bringing that economic boom to a screeching halt. Reduced supply of anything always results in higher prices. But higher energy costs move through the economy like a tidal wave, causing price increases in everything, beginning with the price of gasoline for your car and gradually affecting even the price of groceries. Tractors burn fuel to raise crops. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
All of us are still trying to sort out what happened over the weekend. The Texas synagogue and the hostage taking. We're all trying to find out how it happened, why it happened, what is it that this 44-year-old a British citizen was trying to accomplish. Joining us, Lenny Davis, Chief Operations Officer for SRT Special Services. Their bottom line is security. That's what they do. First of all, Lenny, it's been a while. Good to have you on, man.
Nice to be on, Kevin. I really appreciate the time.
Let me just ask you, do we know how this happened? I know the churches are relatively soft targets like malls and things like that. How does something like this happen? It keeps happening again and again.
Well, And my understanding is this gentleman came to the service and said he was homeless, and the goodness of the church let him in, and that's when he decided he was going to take hostages.
Wow. Can we prevent this? I mean, this keeps happening. It's in churches. It's in synagogues. It's all over the place. And it, regardless of where it is, it keeps happening. How can we prevent this, or can we?
Well, I don't think you can actually ever prevent everything, but you can certainly go through some fairly simple things and try to mitigate these circumstances. I mean, obviously, it's one of the things that we do at SRT is doing threat assessments, and we've done several for several churches. And, you know, it's a matter of how much do you want to, I guess, change the way that you run your services and how you run your church. They're obviously, the more security, the more changes there are. And it depends on, and it really comes down to the congregation on how they want to have their services and how they want to run their church.
Do you have churches that, after an experience like this at the synagogue in Texas, will be calling you? I mean, do you find that there's a knee jerk that somebody sees the footage on cable news and says, man, I got to get my church, and we got to get squared away now?
Yeah, sometimes we do. We have yet to have one. Of course, it's still only Monday, but those things are sometimes they have to go through the board of the church, and those people have to make that kind of a joint decision, you know, and those take a little bit of time.
When you say there are changes that need to happen as to how they do their services, give me a like, for instance.
Well, you could do certain things. Like, I know some of the churches, they have security and usually armed security, like their ushers. And some of the churches I know, they will go through, do a lot of training or seek training, which is one of the other things that we have done for churches, is we've trained their personnel. And, you know, it's pretty easy. Some of them will close the doors and say that there's a noon, you know, say you have a noon service. The ushers close the doors at noon and make sure that at that point nobody else can come into the service. So there are certain things, like I said, that you can do to mitigate these instances. I don't think you can do, like anything, there's always something else that you never think about. I don't think anyone can 100% mitigate these completely without, you know, almost an armed fortress type church. And I know most of the clergy and the members of churches that I've spoke to, they really don't want to go that far. And I totally understand it.
Again, joining us, Lenny Davis, Chief Operations Officer for SRT Special Services. Do you get much pushback, though, from folks that don't want to militarize their churches? Do you get people that say, Lenny, that's going a little too far for us?
Well, and we don't make those, you know, we make suggestions, we make recommendations, and it's basically if they want to, you know, we give them a menu of what we think you could do to make their churches safer, and they pick from that menu, if you will, and say, yeah, we want to do this, or no, we don't want to do this. And sometimes it comes down to, sheer funding, you know, as far as, yeah, we would love to have some of your highly trained security guys there, but, you know, we just can't afford that. So we understand that. We totally get that. And we try to help them in any way we can to help, you know, help them make their services much safer.
What did you think of the policing? The fact that the result was about as good as you could get. What did you think of the policing in Texas on Saturday?
Well, the Texas DPS and the locals handled it very, very well. You know, they contained the situation, and then of course the FBI's hostage rescue team, which is, no matter what the current FBI upper management political winds are blowing, the HRT is a very, very well-trained group of individuals, and they are about the best that I, you know, you. They are up there with Delta, the SEALs, and even the British SAS.
Wow, that good?
Yes, they're that good. They mm-hmm. have a their training facility at Quantico is second to none. I've been through it a couple of times, and I'm not going to talk about what's there, but I was incredibly impressed.
That is amazing. If folks want to know more about what it is you folks do at SRT Special Services and how you can help churches and civic groups and things like that, I mean, anytime you have public gatherings, where can they find you? Do you have a website that you can give out?
Yes, it's SRT Special Services, all one word, .com. SRTSpecialServices.com. There's a contact form on there, and we will get back to you on that. Or you can call us here at our local offices, and that's 702-478-5506.
One more time on that phone number.
702-478-5506.
Lenny, always good to get with you. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, Kevin. Take care. Thank you.
There you go. Lenny Davis, Chief Operations Officer for SRT Special Services. Their whole reason for being in business is security, and that's what we're talking about down in Texas. This keeps happening, though. Churches, synagogues, doesn't seem to matter. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. We're not gonna take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number NB4265, NML. S-64367.
I'm U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt, and I'm proud to be supported by President Trump in this important race. The choice couldn't be clearer for gun owners. Catherine Cortez Masto and the Democrats want to take away our Second Amendment rights. Masto stood with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to roll back our concealed carry rights, and in 2019 she even sponsored legislation to impose a gun ban. That's why Masto is backed by radical anti-gun groups and was given an F rating by the NRA. As your senator, I'll be a champion for our Second Amendment. I've twice been endorsed by the NRA and most recently the Gun Owners of America. As Attorney General, I stood up for Nevadans' right to bear arms. I expanded our concealed carry rights and sued liberals who tried to take our gun rights away. And when the Democrats tried to pass red flag laws to limit our gun rights, I fought back. Nevadans can count on me to defend our Second Amendment. I'm Adam Laxalt, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate, AdamLaxalt.com.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them. But I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives. But he was there beside me. And my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
A few years ago, Steve Faircow's lungs were failing.
I don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received a lung transplant made possible by an organ donor. Now Steve can do things he never imagined, like climbing 94 floors to the top of a skyscraper.
I never knew that breathing could feel this good. It's an incredible gift.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of Misfits Poker League. Every Sunday morning at 11, that's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm glad you called. Hi.
Hi, Kevin. I just heard your last guest. He was talking about how do we make the churches safer. Really quick, we're just going to make it. Everybody that goes to church, you need to bring a gun. Otherwise, you can't come in.
Wow. Wow.
Just arm your patrons, and there you go. Arm the patrons, and give your preacher an AK-47. Put it underneath his robe on the front of the altar there, and you're going to be safe as a kitten there.
Hey, Brady, thanks, man. I appreciate it. There are people that believe that if we were fully armed, people would think twice about going into a place of worship, or a mall, or a movie theater. I mean, we see this. The trouble is, it keeps happening all the time. And of course the best solution to that problem is good guys with guns, and that's how we fix it. People won't do that again, or will they? That's the question. One of the issues that we're talking about now, here in the state and across the nation, is how to fight Omicron. And how to do it, because we've got people, myself included, who tested positive after being fully vaccinated and boostered. And now they're saying, I don't know that I believe them necessarily, but now they're starting to talk about how we're going to get to this through testing. Ashish Jha, is a Brown University professor. And he was on with John Roberts on Fox News Sunday, talking about really applauding the Biden administration with the increase in home testing that is coming out in the next couple of weeks. Listen to this.
Well, first of all, I think we all agree that we needed more tests during this surge, and I'm sorry we didn't have it. I think it really did hamper our ability as a country to manage this. I don't believe that Omicron is going to be the last wave we see. Having widespread testing available is going to make an enormous difference as we get beyond this surge and before we face the next one. So I'm thrilled to see more tests coming. I think we're going to need them and we're going to want to use them. Obviously, we wish we had more tests going in.
I want to ask you about the messaging that's coming from the government and what you make of it. I mean, it seems to be about as clear as mud. And it was really highlighted at that Senate hearing last week. And we want to put up a side-by-side picture here. You had the head of the CDC, Rochelle Walensky, double-masked while she was speaking, giving her testimony before the Senate. And then we had Anthony Fauci take his mask off when he was giving testimony. So do you leave the mask on? Do you take the mask off? What kind of mask should you wear? Apparently, cloth masks aren't very good now at dealing with Omicron. The CDC just came out with that information on Friday. We don't know where to get tests. We're not sure what tests to get. We're not sure how long to isolate, when to come out of isolation, what to do after we come out of isolation. Can you make head or tail of what the government is talking about?
Yeah, so we have different agencies that have not been on the same page, John, and I think that part has been a real problem. What we know right now, right, is that people should be masking indoors, especially when you're in large, crowded spaces. That makes a lot of sense. We are switching, I think, from using those PCR tests on a regular basis to using those rapid antigen tests more commonly. I think that's what's going to become more common. And so the science here is changing. I think the messaging has not kept up.
So what's the problem? I mean, during the Trump administration, you might not have liked what you heard, but as we were talking before we came on, you had one message that was going out. Now you've got multiple messages. There's multiple messages that are often contradictory with each other.
Yeah, I think what happened on the Trump administration was you had, as you said, one messenger, President Trump, and he often said things that were wrong, but at least there was one single message. Right now you have CDC, you have the White House, you have FDA, you have NIH. I think the White House needs to get its messaging discipline together. It needs to make sure that people are speaking from the same page. My sense is that that has not been happening consistently, and it would be enormously helpful to the American people if that messaging was more consistent.
So all of this muddled messaging, is it creating problems?
Well, it's certainly making it harder for people to know what to do. And in a public health crisis like the one we have, getting the public to understand the moment we're in, what are the key things they need to be doing to keep themselves and their families safe, is enormously important. Mm-hmm. And if we don't get that messaging right, it will absolutely hamper our response.
Ashish Jha from Brown University on with John Roberts on Fox News Sunday yesterday. A fascinating discussion. And one of the things that came out of the discussion was the fact that if you look at Israel and Europe, you are seeing that in about 2 weeks, we should see the numbers go down. And I hope so. You know, the idea that this thing is going to keep rearing its ugly head is not inviting. And I know people right now that are waiting on tests. I mean, this thing is taking over our society. I mean, it really honestly is. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.